Okay, Gimel Sivan, Rishon Yimei Hagbola, 6th of June. We are on page Kuf Yud Zayin, 24th parak, and it's about Kavod. The Gemara in Chelek says as follows, Ve'elu she'enam Chelek olam haba, these are those who do not have a share in the world to come. Among them, Va'omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim, because the Torah is not from heaven, it's not God-given. Tan Rabbanu Kidvar Hashem Bozo Mitzvoso Hefar, he carries to Kares. Pasuk says he has degraded the word of Hashem and he has like annulled his mitzvah. He shall be cut off. Zeha Omer in Torah min Hashemayim. That's somebody who says the Torah is not from heaven. Davaracha Kidvar Hashem Bozo Zeha Apikores. Apikores. Davaracha Kidvar Hashem Bozo Zeha Megalapanim Batorah. It's a person who, Megalapanim is basically to give false interpretations of the Torah. Es mitzvah so hefer ze hamefer bris baser. Parshas means goes against the bris mila. He curses b'olam hazeh, he curses b'olam haba. The double lashon means in this world and the next. Mikan amar b'lazer hamudoy hamachalos hakodshim hamavazas hamoados hamefer brisu shel avram avinu hamagal apanim b'atarah shelo ka'alocha hamalbim p'nei chaver b'rabim. Person does any of these things, which is to profane kachim, denigrate muadim, which when you say Yeruch Chalmoid, Rismila, misrepresented the Torah, shaming his friend publicly. Afal Pishiyesh, the Torah, Maisim Tovim, and Lachelech Olam Abba. Even though he has Torah and good deeds, he doesn't have a share in the world to come. Tanya Idach, another Brisa. Kidvar Hashem Bozo Zeh Omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim Afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kulu Min HaShemayim Chutz Mipasuk Zeh Shalom Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Piyatzma. Even though he says the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim except for one Pasuk, she claims Moshe said on his own. Zeh Kidvar Hashem Bozo, it's included in that Pasuk that he's degraded the word of Hashem. Afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kulu Min HaShemayim Chutz Midiktuk Zeh Mikal V'Chomer Zeh Zeh Rishabazu. Not even a pasuk if he wants to exclude one inference that our chachamim make, or something they learn by way of the Yud Gimel Midos, and Kal Vachomer, Zeir Shava, Ukidvar Hashem Baza, he has denigrated the word of Hashem. So what does Rav Olba take from this? Misbar Baza, it becomes clear from this, Ki Ibud HaChelek Ba'olam Haba, Na'utz B'Bizayin Shal Dvar Hashem. Losing the Chelek, God forbid, of Olam Haba, is stuck into, but it's interconnected with, directly connected to the denigration of the word of Hashem. Ha'omer ein Torah min Hashemayim, when it says the Torah is not from heaven, lo mechoser emunu nagube, the issue is not a lack of faith. Shezeu l'chor ha'tam ha'ikar l'hasid Olam Haba, which would seem to be the main reason to lose Olam Haba. Because of Ramban, back to Moshe, the Sefer Iyov, as Ramban writes there, Ki Misha Ein Mamin Ein Lo Shum Schar Ba'Olam Haba, Af Moshe Meisim Tovim L'Machbir, a person who doesn't believe, doesn't have a share in the world to come, even if he has, Machbir is a Lashon HaPosek and Navi, but it means like a lot, even if he has done Meisim Tovim in abundance, Ela Hapigia B'Kvod HaTorah, the issue here is not Emunah, even though lack of Emunah is significant, but the issue is offending Kavod HaTorah. Shu Omer Pasuk Zeh Lo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he said this Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say. He Hamonas Mimenu Chelka Ba'Olam Haba, that's what holds back from him his sharing of all to come. Vechein Hu Bechol HaDvarim Shagamar Emunah Shem. And so is it with all of the things that the Gemara enumerates there. Ba'apikores yeshna machlokas ben amaroyim im zeh mevaza talmidei chachamim. Quote my Hanilan Rabbanon, o mevaza chaver b'fnei talmidei. You look in the Gemara, on the next Amud, machlokas what an apikores is. It's either somebody who degrades talmidei chachamim, he says, what do we benefit from them? Or he denigrates his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. The machlokas he rak b'shir ha'pagia b'kod ha'Talmud Chacham. The machlokas is just in the degree of the insult to the honor of the Talmud Chacham. Avla kule alma cheto hu ha'pagia b'kod ha'Talmud Chacham. But they both agree what it is. The question how much. But that's what it is. It's an insult to kavod. Malbin Penechaver Baravim, who anaf Mishvichas Domin. Mortifying somebody publicly is a branch of Shvichas Domin. I've mentioned there are Rishonim who learn it literally, that when it says it's better to be cast into a fiery furnace than embarrass somebody. Some say Chazal actually meant that literally. Many say it's a it's like an extreme Musar statement, but not meant literally. But those who do take it literally say that it's Abizrayu the Shvichas Domin. When it comes to the three cardinal Averas, not only are they forbidden, but even their offshoots, it's called Abizrayu, so making somebody turn white in embarrassment is considered a subcategory of murder. So, granted, let's assume it's an offshoot of Shvichas Domin of murder, but a murderer is killed in Bezdin and he has a share in the world to come. It's a very harsh punishment. Murder is taking somebody's life in this world. And for that he deserves a punishment in this world. One who shames his friend, not by taking his life per se, but his honor, his dignity. And for that he's punished in his olam haba. Inyan mufla zeh tzarech iyun umbeir. This incredible concept needs analysis and explanation. Lama dafka hapogeya b'chvor ha-Torah ha-Talmud Chacham v'ha-Odom in lo chelek b'olam haba. Why is it specifically the one who insults the covet of Torah, of the Talmud Chacham, and of a person? He's referring in the last instance to embarrassing somebody, doesn't have a share in the world to come. He already said half of the answer, but we're seeing a parallel between a person's kavod and olam haba. A person who kills somebody, took his olam hazeh, and is punished with his olam hazeh. A person who shamed somebody, however, we're seeing is punished in olam haba, which seems to be drawing a parallel between kavod and olam haba. So, Namod Khan versus Hashem al Dover Godel. So, here we'll be omit on a big concept. We'll stop and analyze it, and grasp it. Neshama Nikres Kavod. Neshama is called Kavod. Kakrasil Lamanyas America, Kavod Velayidam. We'll say it shortly. In order that my glory will praise you, will sing to you. That's Kavod refers to the Neshama. Farshim say it there. Hare Mahusa Shal HaNeshama He Kavod. Thus the definition, the essence of the Neshama is Kavod. Tachlis Yitziras HaAdam Maharbos Kvod Shamayim Ba'olam. Point, the goal of the creation of man is to increase the honor of heaven in the world. Anything that's called in my name, for my glory I created him, formed him, made him. Famous pasuk, but l'chvodi. We're here for Hashem's honor. How far the obligations of honor of Hashem reach? Mevar Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, "Hadavar yadua ki midarkei kiddush Hashem yisbarach, lahodia b'chol miftas v'sayim, u'v'chol asher yirmazun inayim, to make known with every utterance of the lips and every what we would say in English, wink of the eye, like any hint with the eye, u'v'chol hanhago pol yadayim, and every conduct and act of the hands." At the foundation of man's soul, Utsvi Edyo, which is also a term used in the Navi, I think it refers to Beis HaMikdash in the Navi, but it means like his most chosen ornament. V'hatov, v'ha'ikr, v'ha'yakar, v'ha'toelis v'sherbo, and the good and the main thing and the honor and the benefit that is within him. Avodas Hashem Yisparach Yirasa V'Tarasa. Serving Hashem, offer him his Torah. Kimoshikosav Kizeh Kol HaAdam. That's all of man. V'davazeh Kvod Hashem Yisparach. The honor of Hashem. V'amavazim L'Tamid HaChachamim. V'Yirasam Mevatlam HaYediyah Hazos. One who denigrates Tamid HaChachamim and the awe of him is nullifying this knowledge in the world, which is exactly what he's here to make known. And they show the opposite in their conduct. It's like they're saying the service of Hashem is not important. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining why being mevaz at Talmud Chacham is the antithesis of everything he's created for. And the other things are important. Therefore, they're lost from the community, explaining the severity of it. But we're seeing that Kavod is at the epicenter of everything that we're here for, and we'll clarify that more tomorrow.